Stutsman County approves loan to Winfield Township for road raise. Boil order issued for Valley City. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Stutsman County Commission approved a loan to Winfield Township as they look to repair and raise roads currently inundated with water. Mark Gaylor, supervisor for the township, informed the county that they were looking to build up a road along 38th Street.
We built it up 2 years ago, last year, and the spring was like 18 inches under, and now it's back to 6, and I think it's doable. The estimate we have is about $27,750, and we have about $10,000 we can put towards it now.
Gaylor says the term length of the loan would be 3 years for $18,000. Auditor Nicole Meelan said that particular road was ineligible for FEMA funds.
Because there's an alternate route around that is determined reasonable, so this was on the FEMA request, but FEMA won't cover it.
The county unanimously approved the loan. The city of Valley City recently learned about potential imminent health risks to the city's water supply posed by a loss of pressure to the water distribution system. Because of the potential seriousness of the situation, the city issued a public notice asking all city residents to boil water before drinking it. They say bringing the water to a boil and letting it cool before using would kill bacteria and other organisms that may be in the water. You can read the full order online at newsdakota.com. And the mother of a college student who died while working as an undercover drug informant for a task force says she and her husband are disappointed. The state Supreme Court has upheld the decision of a district court judge who dismissed a wrongful death lawsuit in the 2014 death of 20-year-old Andrew Sadek. Tammy and her husband believed their son was murdered.
I think that he went out to a party, as has been investigated. He got with the wrong crowd, and I don't know if somebody found out that he was working. He got himself into a situation that there was no way out.
Sadek's body was found in the Red River north of Wahpeton about 2 months after his disappearance. He had a bullet wound to the head and rocks in his backpack. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.